In this gospel snippet, I want to say a few words on Matthew chapter 8 and verse 34. The Lord Jesus Christ has just cured two violent men. They were demon-possessed. And he has sent the demons into a herd of pigs, and the pigs have rushed down the hillside and plunged into the lake. Those tending the pigs have gone into the town, and they've told the people, and the people have come out, and they're now addressing Christ himself. Matthew 8, verse 34. What do you think they said to Christ? How wonderful that these two violent men, people of whom we have been terrified, isn't it wonderful that you've cured them? Not at all. They prayed to him, they urged him, they pressed him. To do what? To go away. Get away from here. We don't want any more of you around here. We don't want you here. Go away. Matthew 8, verse 34. Now, I think this episode actually shows what is going on in the natural man's heart. That is, the unbeliever's heart. However outwardly respectable, even religious, such a person might be, I know, we know, from the Bible. For example, Romans 8, verse 7, 1 Corinthians 2, verse 14. We know that the natural man hates the things of God. We know that the natural man thinks them foolish. And we know also that the cry of the natural man, Luke 19, verse 14, is, we will not have this man to reign over us. We don't want anything to do with him. Now, perhaps they won't always say it. Now, when I say they, if you're an unbeliever, let me address you directly. Perhaps you won't say this straight to Jesus. Go away, I don't want any more to do with you. But procrastination, apathy, indifference, putting it off, whatever you want to say, in the end, not coming to Christ, not trusting him, not repenting, not turning from your sins and looking to the Lord Jesus Christ and crying out for mercy, that is as good as saying, go away. We don't want anything more to do with you. Spurgeon, Charles Haddon Spurgeon, in a discourse one Sunday, made this very point, and he said to people, if this really is what is going on underneath, if you want to say to Christ, I don't want any more to do with it, I don't want to know anything about it, then go home, take out a piece of paper, and write on it a solemn declaration, I, John Smith, or whatever your name is, this day, whatever the date is, do solemnly declare that I want nothing, nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ, both now and in eternity. I don't want to hear any more about him. And worse to that effect. Well, one man went home and tried to do it. But as he tried, he was broken down and in repentance cried out to Christ for mercy. What I'm saying to you, my friend, is this. If you're an unbeliever, at the bottom, you are refusing Christ. You don't want anything to do with him. And you wish him further, further away. Now, this is a very foolish prayer. It's a very sinful prayer. But it's a very foolish desire because Christ is the only Redeemer, the only Savior for sinners, the only Savior you will ever have. And you will only have him if you trust him. And if you turn away from him and if you refuse him, there is salvation nowhere else. So I plead with you. Come out into the open. Face the fact. Bow the knee now and confess Christ and call upon him and ask him to forgive you for your refusals. And look to him now and be saved. And everyone, that includes you, who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. So do not refuse him. Who calls, I plead with you. Amen.